More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
After 20 years, Afghanistan back in Taliban control because Joe Biden didn't listen to anybody who was warning him, don't do it. Don't leave a vacuum. Don't totally pull out. Don't stop advising or helping. The Taliban has now taken control of virtually the entire country, including the capital, including the presidential palace, where they have now addressed the world and the people of Afghanistan. And something that Joe Biden said would never happen happened on live TV, oddly enough, on CNN. Helicopters are now being forced to rescue U.S. personnel from the embassy in Afghanistan after Biden said no circumstance that that would happen. Taking us back to those images from Vietnam. I want you to imagine that the world knows that they can walk all over Joe Biden now if they are watching this. I want you to imagine what terrorists and what other leaders of other countries like Russia and China and any other bad actor in the world is thinking right now after they're watching what is unfolding in Afghanistan. This is a guy who has a general, Mark Milley, in July said, quote, Afghan security forces have the capacity to defend their country. Well, he was wrong. Has he been fired? Of course not. Maybe if these guys weren't so busy teaching critical race theory, which they are, in the military, and focusing on pronouns like I identify as it or him or they or whatever it is, and allowing and paying for transgendering surgeries, then they would actually understand what was going on in Afghanistan. Understand the capacity of the Afghan security forces. Seems they weren't even close to understanding what was really going on and what was happening on the ground in Afghanistan. And if you want to know what the White House has been doing, they've been bringing in TikTok stars. You may not even know what that is, so let me explain. People that get famous for making stupid videos into the White House to make videos trying to get people to get vaccinated last week. That's where their focus has been. That is where their focus has been. Let me remind you, there's going to be no circumstance. It's the exact quote from Joe Biden, where you see people being lifted off the roof of an embassy in the United States from Afghanistan. Then he went out and ate ice cream, put on his aviators because he's a cool dude. Now guess what's happened? That's exactly the image that we have seen. We have seen Joe Biden doing that. And if you want to know just how stupid, how miscalculating this administration has been on this issue, I am going to play for you some of the arrogance and ignorance. After the Taliban has taken control of Kabul's presidential palace, the Afghan president has left the country there. Canada has suspended their Kabul embassy operations, begging, and we actually begged the Taliban to not overrun our embassy. This is also not a joke. Sweden evacuating their embassy staff in Kabul. They said by Monday, they're desperate. It's the middle of the night there right now. And U.S. Senator Ben Sasse spoke during a hearing in Washington on April the 27th, warning that this would happen. On April the 27th, U.S. Senator Ben Sasse, a member of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, released a statement today saying the U.S. would regret its moves and foreign relations would suffer as a consequence. Quote, the unmitigated disaster in Afghanistan, the shameful Saigon-like abandonment of Kabul, the brutalization of Afghan women and the slaughter of our allies is the predictable outcome of the Biden doctrine of weakness, Sasse said in a statement. History must be clear about this. American troops didn't lose this war. In fact, he even criticized Donald Trump, saying Donald Trump and Joe Biden deliberately decided to lose. Politicians lied. American options were never simply this disgraceful withdrawal or an endless occupation force of 100,000 troops. We haven't had that in Afghanistan in decades. Sasse continued that U.S. leadership didn't tell the truth over how critical and how crucial the nation's peacekeeping force to Afghan security was, saying, quote, American leaders didn't tell the truth that our small forward deployed force of a few thousand was the backbone of intelligence and special forces' successful work to decapitate terror organizations. The looming defeat will badly hurt American intelligence and give jihad a safe haven yet again in Afghanistan. America will regret this. Our allies will trust us less and our adversaries fear us less. China is already exploiting the latest instance of American retreat. They're actually already moving into Afghanistan. We need a long-term national security strategy, and we have none right now. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken admitted that Taliban gains in Afghanistan, quote, happened more quickly than we anticipated, but defended America's withdrawal, saying, don't worry, it was still worth it. Pakistan's now been forced to reopen crucial border crossings with Afghan to transfer of goods only, as people are trying to flee the country and cannot do it. And Americans are being lifted from the roof, and other Americans that have not been saved yet have been told to, quote, shelter in place. Welcome to Joe Biden. Welcome to Joe Biden being in charge, not paying attention, not realizing what actually is happening in the world. We told women to stand up, and they did. They will now be beheaded. They will now be raped. They will now be beaten. They will now be stoned to death. In front of the White House today, people from Afghanistan on TV, no, just kidding, mainstream media won't cover this, yelling at the White House. The U.S. is reducing the number of evacuation flights for Afghans who work for the U.S. as it prioritizes, quote, evacuating Americans from the country. Sources are also reporting now. So we're going to leave the people that helped us behind to be slaughtered. That is what this administration is doing. Now, let me remind you, we could stop all this right now. We could decide that we are going to send in airplanes. We could decide we're going to start popping these terrorists. We could decide to set up a perimeter and get Americans out. We could do that, but we're not. And people are going to die. I will say it again. People are going to die because of this. People are going to die. And they're going to die because we have a president that didn't even think about basic issues. I'll give you an example of a basic issue where we could have stopped this. First of all, we should have never pulled out right now in the fighting season. If you understand anything about how things work, there is a fighting season in Afghanistan, then there's the winter season in Afghanistan. When you have a fighting season in Afghanistan, that is when it's warm. And when things get very cold, the Taliban stops fighting. That's what happens. If we were going to pull out, we should have at least decided to pull out during the winter time, during the season when there is not fighting going on. We should never have pulled out in the months where we are right now, where it's the fighting season. Demoralized Afghan security forces offered, quote, no resistance as the Taliban seized the capital of Kabul. Afghan president fleeing the country. The Wall Street Journal reporting right now, quote, Afghan government collapse as Taliban takes Kabul. Let me remind you, by the way, what Joe Biden had to say about this just on July the 8th.
Takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000 well-equipped, as well-equipped as any army in the world.
You want to know where all that ammo is now? You want to know where all those guns are, those planes, the tanks, the Hummers, the armored vehicles? You know, he just said We got a bunch of Afghan military people. We left them all these weapons, billions of dollars in supplies, of American supplies, which will now be used to fight against the Americans. So the weapons that will be attacking and killing Americans that they find and they're hunting down in Afghanistan right now, they will be killed by American weapons. They will be killed by American drones. They will be killed by the vehicles that have been used that America left. This may go down as the most infamous and disastrous press conference ever given by a president, what I just played for you. But the media will not remind you of that.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of, what is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're
a
figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The government in Afghanistan has collapsed. That's a fact. You don't believe me? Look at the news. Whether it's the New York Times, CNN, or Fox, they all agree right now. The Taliban have entered Kabul, the country's largest city. The Taliban is there. They're now negotiating a transfer of power. That's what they're claiming. The president of Afghanistan fled the country at 10 a.m. Washington, D.C. time with his core group of advisors seeking shelter in another country, leaving Afghanistan in Taliban control. The Afghan army has also effectively collapsed, and the American embassy has been shuttered. Our flag has been lowered. The American ambassador has been evacuated, and the U.S. citizens and allies have been ordered to shelter in place because we were too stupid to get them out as the Taliban moved into Kabul. We could have known that. We knew this was happening. Let me make that clear. I shouldn't say we could have known. We did know. We just were idiots. And if you were going to pull out, you certainly don't do it during the fighting months. If we were going to pull out, we should have pulled out in the winter months when it's much harder to advance and fight. And so then you could have a better chance of reacting due to just the weather giving you a huge advantage. Everybody knows that. I'm not a military expert, and I knew that from 20 years of watching what happens in Afghanistan. You have a fighting season, and you have a season of pretty much shelter in place. Many of the diplomats and American staff in Afghanistan were evacuated by helicopter overnight and taken to the Kabul airport, where they awaited military flights from the region. In scenes that were reminiscent of the final evacuation of Saigon at the end of the Vietnam War. The U.S. Embassy lowered its flag as officials moved their diplomatic operations to Kabul airport. Afghan government collapsed on Sunday when the president said, "I'm out of here. See you guys." Sealing the insurgents' control of the country after dozens of cities fell to their lightning advance. And guess how they did this advance? They used our weapons, our tanks, our Humvees, all of our military gear that they stole from the Afghan forces that collapsed. Billions of dollars of our military equipment are now in the hands of the Taliban. Sniper rifles, machine guns, tanks, everything, drones, airplanes. In fact, and you can fact check this, what I'm about to tell you, because it's really going to shock you. I want to make sure I say it exactly right. And I'm going to go back and look at this exact number I was sent by a military source. Quote, "The Taliban is now in possession of more Black Hawk helicopters than 166 other nations around the globe because we left them for the Afghan military and they ran. And now the Taliban has all of them. Billions of dollars, $800 billion worth of new equipment. The Taliban is now in control of all of it, military equipment. And Biden, we've been told, is not going to address the nation today at all. He is still at his president to retreat." Their words, not mine. Think about that. Joe Biden is still at his presidential retreat. Joe Biden's on vacation until Wednesday. In other words, do not disturb the old man. One of the men that addressed the nation from the presidential palace in Kabul said, quote, "I was detained in Guantanamo Bay camp for several years." Wonder who let him out. And if you want to know how sick social media is, this is a fact. You can go look it up. Twitter has given the Taliban a platform as they're overrunning Afghanistan, but they banned a sitting president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. Remember that. Joe Biden completely and unconditionally surrendered to these jihadists. Tribal jihadists. History should remember nothing else. That's all that matters. It's over. The debate is over. And the Taliban official spokesman now has an active Twitter account. Let me say that again. The Taliban's official spokesman has an active Twitter account. Meanwhile, the former president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, is banned and cannot make a comment about this. And if you want to know how disgusting Nancy Pelosi is, what a useful idiot she is for the Taliban, because this is no longer about Republican or Democrat. This is about terrorists compared to America. Let me just tell you what Nancy Pelosi said in a tweet. Quote, "The U.S., the international community, and the Afghan government must do everything we can, quote, to protect women and girls from inhumane treatment by the Taliban." Well, then why do we pull out? Why aren't you demanding that we stop these atrocities that are happening right now as we speak that you could stop? She goes on to say, "As we strive to assist them, we must recognize that their voices are important and respect their culture." Whose culture? The Taliban's? So I'm supposed to respect the Taliban's culture while they're raping and beheading women? That's what I'm supposed to do? While they're rounding up women that worked in the government to murder them? In our military, General Mark Milley, in July, "Afghan security forces have the capacity to defend their country." This is the same guy that was pushing critical race theory and getting people boob jobs on men because they're transgendered. That's a fact. And Joe Biden's words on Afghanistan are now coming back to haunt him because he was asked, and this is how much the media knew. This was literally months ago. He was asked this question, and everybody saw the writing on the wall.
"Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?"
That was July the 8th, folks. July the 8th, the media knew that it was inevitable, right? We're pulling out. And that's why the media asked the question that way on July the 8th. And Joe Biden says no because he's an idiot.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops have 300,000 well equipped as any army in the world, and an Air Force, against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
This is July the 8th, folks. July the 8th, the media knew more than this idiot. July the 8th, the reporter, your own intelligence community. Your own intelligence community has told you that if you leave, this is going to happen.
Mr. President, thank you very much. Your own intelligence community has assessed that the Afghan government will likely collapse.
That is not true.
Can you please clarify what they have told you about whether that will happen or not?
That is not true. They did not reach that conclusion.
What is the level of confidence that they have that it will not collapse?
The Afghan government and leadership has to come together. They clearly have the capacity to sustain the government in place.
And do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling...
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comfortable.
We witnessed that happening, folks. Americans being lifted off the roof by a helicopter. Helicopters are going to be getting people out of our embassy in Afghanistan back in June when he was so arrogant and cocky. We have all of that in our podcast tomorrow morning. If you missed it, download the Ben Ferguson podcast. It's free. You can subscribe for free. It doesn't cost you a dime ever. We are one of the fastest growing conservative podcasts because we give you all this news that the left, the media, refuses to cover. You know, it's amazing if you want to know just how much the White House is being covered for. And this is pretty disgusting. There is a headline that was put out earlier today, an actual real headline that was warning you about global warming right now from CNN, where they were telling you that you should be freaked out today, not by jihadists, but by global warming. I'm not making this up. Go look at CNN's website and you can see it right there. The Taliban has just declared victory. Islamic State of Afghanistan. Taliban officials have just declared victory in the resurrection of the Islamic State in Afghanistan after occupying the presidential palace in Kabul today. Pelosi, quote, Biden to be commended on Afghanistan is how she's spinning this. Yeah. Media does damage control on all of this. Trying to tell you, look over here. Wait, but look over here. Look over here. Don't worry about any of that. Look over here. U.S. forces are having to take over air traffic control at Kabul Airport to rush Americans and others out that we should have had done weeks ago when we saw what they were doing. And if you want to know how bad things are on the ground there, CNN, of course, because they're tight with the terrorists, they got access to a U.S. military base that's now been seized by the Taliban. They just put this up online. Take a listen.
This is what remains of the U.S. presence in much of Afghanistan. The hollowed-out skeletons of sprawling military bases, now under the control of the Taliban. Once there were hundreds of U.S. and NATO troops at Fob Andar in Ghazni province. The last Americans left a couple of years ago, but their memory still lurks, ghost-like.
It's just so strange to see this, you know?
The Taliban granted access to CNN along with award-winning Afghan filmmaker Najibullah Qureshi, keen to show off the spoils of war.
So we're just arriving at another U.S. base, and already I can see a large number of military vehicles over there.
According to the Taliban, Afghan forces here surrendered 3 weeks ago when their food ran out, leaving weapons and ammunition and more.
When the Americans were here, were you and your men attacking this base a lot?
Yes, many times we attacked this base when America was here. We did operations. We were using IEDs. The Americans had their helicopters, weapons, and tanks on the ground. We Mujahideen resisted very well.
Now they roam through what's left of the tactical operations center. Anything of value will be stripped down and sold.
Walking through what's left of these American bases, you have to ask yourself, what was it all for?
I love how that happens, right? Isn't it amazing, the propaganda coming from CNN? What was it all for? In other words, this is something that just needed to happen, right? Why did we do this? What was this all for? I can tell you what it was for. It's because they blew up our towers. They killed 3,000 plus Americans on 9/11, you idiot. At CNN, this is propaganda. This is Taliban propaganda. They got exclusive access. Of course the Taliban would give CNN exclusive access to doing this because they're selling the story, right? This is nothing but propaganda like we saw during the Vietnam War. What was it all for? CNN asks. This is how perverted CNN is. This is what they are pushing. They're basically saying, it's okay, folks, we lost. Was it worth it? No. What was it all for? Like, you haven't even mentioned 9/11 one time.
Walking through what's left of these American bases, you have to ask yourself, what was it all for?
America's great experiment with nation building now vanished into dust.
It's our belief that one day Mujahideen will have victory and Islamic law will come not to just Afghanistan, but all over the world. We are not in a hurry. We believe it will come one day. Jihad will not end until the last day.
It's a chilling admission from a group that claims it wants peace, despite continuing a bloody offensive.
By the way, I love this. They claim they want... I mean, this is propaganda from CNN that they just put up telling us that America is losers, that we have been defeated by the Taliban, and that it wasn't for... And what was it all for? That somehow we should have never done this. This is how they're spinning it for Joe Biden. They go, what was all this for? It was 9/11. You pieces of crap at CNN. That's why all this happened. It was because 9/11. It was because of the Taliban, a guy by the name of Osama bin Laden and Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. You pieces of crap.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of... Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been,
juicy.
Podcast would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
CBS News national security correspondent David Martin just said that the fall of Afghanistan means, quote, the Taliban will be back in power on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. That's what it means. They will be back. And the reporter who asked on July the 7th to Joe Biden about his move to pull us out of Afghanistan, wanting to mark, by the way, the 20th anniversary before we left, right? To be out of there by the 20th anniversary. That was the goal. Well, you did it. And now CBS News has said, quote, the fall of Afghanistan means, quote, the Taliban will be back in power on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Great job, Joe Biden. This is your legacy. I'm going to play for you again that reporter who asked, don't you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what you're doing now and what we did in Vietnam, and Joe Biden saying no, getting angry and irritated, and then saying you'll never see Americans being lifted off rooftops. That's exactly what we've seen. It's exactly what we've witnessed. We have witnessed the same exact type of damn helicopter that we used in Afghanistan to get people off the rooftops, the same type of helicopter doing the same damn thing in Afghanistan. Now, I'm going to let you hear Joe Biden lie to you or just be this stupid, incompetent. This is his legacy. 20th anniversary, 9/11, the Taliban will be in charge of Afghanistan because of Joe Biden. Try to blame Trump all you want for this. This is Joe Biden's legacy. And not only that, look at how quiet the media is about this disaster that was completely avoidable.
And do you see any parallels between this withdrawal and what happened in Vietnam with some people feeling?
None whatsoever. Zero. What you had is you had entire brigades breaking through the gates of our embassy. Six, if I'm not mistaken. The Taliban is not the North Vietnamese army. They're not remotely comparable in terms of capability. There's going to be no circumstance where you see people being lifted off the roof of a embassy of the United States from Afghanistan. It is not at all comfortable.
This is the U.S. Embassy in Kabul destroyed sensitive documents while thousands of U.S. troops made their way to the country the U.S. had planned to exit by August 31st.
Even a country that has tragically known generations of conflicts.
I mean, you listen to these people, and it's very clear that they knew this was happening. They were being warned that it was going to happen. They warned them that the pullout was in the wrong time. It was during the fighting months, not during the winter months in Afghanistan, and that this was going to fall. Let me remind you of what the U.S. Secretary General had to say. All right, I hit pause there on him because I wanted you to know who was speaking, but this is how worthless the U.N. is, okay? The Taliban is rapidly advancing Afghanistan, and the U.N. Security Council on Friday had this to say.
A country that has tragically known generations of conflicts, Afghanistan is in the throes of yet another chaotic and desperate chapter, an incredible tragedy for its long-suffering people. Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
I mean, hell, even the UN Secretary General knew it. Even he understood that it's Afghanistan is spinning out of control. Yeah, we know that. It is obvious. This is what is happening. But Joe Biden said it would never happen. You would never see this happen. No, they are not going to fall the Taliban this quickly. Hell, even CNN had to report the facts from the White House and the State Department today about what was happening on the ground. Even they had to admit that this is a total disaster.
All the U.S. diplomats that were at the embassy in Kabul have been taken to the airport in Kabul. Most of them are going to leave. They're going to go back to the United States. A core group of them, as of now, is going to stay at the airport in Kabul. At the U.S. embassy that has now been evacuated, the only folks that are still there are a small number of security contractors, and I'm told that they are going to leave soon. And as you said, the U.S. pulled down the American flag. That was one of the final steps that they take before evacuating this embassy. And in recent days, U.S. diplomats were charged with having to burn documents, get rid of classified materials, get rid of the American flag, which could be used as, you know, negative propaganda against the United States should the Taliban come in, should they take over, which appears now to be the situation. I just want to point out how rapidly this has evolved, because I think it's important to note the context here. Just a few days ago, the State Department spokesperson said that there was going to be no evacuation of the embassy. Today, that has happened, right? Secretary of State Tony Blinken today defended how this has all gone down, calling it orderly, saying that there was a plan in place. U.S. troops have come in and they have supported this effort. As far as we know, no U.S. personnel have been harmed in any way as they're getting safely out of the country. But the Secretary of State also made it very clear that the situation as it's unfolded, the Taliban gains have happened at a much more rapid pace than the Biden administration expected. And we should, you know, assume, therefore, that that is one of the reasons that a lot of the statements that they made in the last few weeks are not coming to fruition. Their promise to keep diplomats in the country, that is now a promise that is broken to the Afghan people.
We've abandoned them, folks. Even CNN is having to admit just what how bad of a disaster this actually is. I mean, this is nothing but a total and utter disaster. I go back to just part of this, and I want to just, you know, read for you something that was given to me a moment ago. Taliban is not only just taking control of the Kabul's presidential palace, but they are now saying that the, quote, war is over. They're saying it's over. Taliban spokesman has just come out and said, quote, the war is over in Afghanistan on Al Jazeera. This is coming out of Cairo. The spokesman for the Taliban's political office told Al Jazeera TV moments ago that the war is over in Afghanistan, that the type of rule of and the form of regime will be clear soon. Spokesman Mohammed Naeem said that no diplomatic body or any of its headquarters was targeted, saying that the group assures everyone it will provide safety for citizens and diplomatic missions. You believe that? I don't. Quote, we are ready to have a dialogue with all Afghan figures and will guarantee them the necessary protection, they told Al Jazeera. You want to talk about propaganda? This is propaganda. He said the group takes every step responsibly and is keen on having peace with everyone. Right. That's why you've been ripping women and children out of their homes and killing and hunting down anybody, including interpreters that work with the Americans, and beheading them in the streets. Taliban insurgents entered Kabul on Sunday and the president left, saying he wanted to avoid bloodshed, bring the Islamic militants close to taking over the country 2 decades after they were overthrown by a U.S.-led invasion. And on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, Joe Biden was going to have a big kumbaya press conference, right? Look at what we did. We got out of there and look how great it is and everybody's okay and everything's working out great and nothing, you don't need to worry about anything. Right? Everything's fine. Nothing to see here. This is good. It was going to be a victory lap. Now the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, which is now operating out of the Kabul airport, has instructed U.S. citizens in the capital to shelter in place and will try to get to you. those that we should have evacuated weeks ago, months ago, before we even announced that we were getting out, we should have gotten them out quietly. Those that were interpreters, they are being hunted down by the Taliban and being murdered and slaughtered in the streets because this is what they do. This is how they get control. This is what they do. You know, you look at these pictures side by side. The last day in Vietnam, the embassy evacuation, it happened from the rooftop. There was red smoke so that the Chinook would know where to land. Desperate people being slaughtered at the airport trying to get out. Fast forward to Afghanistan, a U.S. Chinook helicopter flies near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan, Sunday. Helicopters are landing at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul as diplomatic vehicles leave the compound amid the Taliban advance on the Afghan capital, pulling out people as fast as they possibly can. The same damn helicopters, folks. Oh, but remember, you asked Joe Biden about this in July. Hell no, that'll never happen. James Glacey, who is a U.S. military photographer, took a picture in February with a bunch of Afghan military men who were fighting for their country. They've been overrun by the Taliban. He tweeted out a moment ago, the Afghans we were with in February, and he posted the picture, were all executed outside their homes in Kandahar on Thursday. So when the Taliban says, oh, we're going to do this orderly, we're going to do this in an orderly way, no, they're lying to you. And they are they have a hit list, an enemies list, and they are going to kill every person that ever worked with us. And we abandoned them. Saigon in 1975 and Kabul in 2021, the exact same damn thing.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And if you want to know what the Biden administration has been doing during the last couple weeks, as everybody was warning them the Taliban was advancing quickly and to get Americans out, get these people that helped Americans out, get the interpreters out, get their family members out, instead of having to actually lift them from rooftops, Joe Biden's White House was hiring influencers to promote the COVID vaccines. Yeah, now they're, quote, targeting Gen Z. Gen Z, they said it was important. We got to get you vaccinated. Oh, Afghanistan, we don't give a crap. No. We're gonna bring in influencers.
One sec. Democracy's calling. See you, Daddy. Bye.
Hi, my name is Cooper, and this is a day in my life as a White House intern.
By the way, this isn't a joke. The guy has fake nails on, a suit that is two different colors, and democracy calls. He literally, they spent an entire day with this, quote, influencer wearing long nails, saying, I'm a intern at the White House. This is not a joke. This is real, put out from the White House.
Democracy's calling. See you, Daddy. Bye.
Hi, my name is Cooper, and this is a day in my life as a White House intern.
We did a joke. Hey, everyone. Uh-oh.
Usually, I start off with a big coffee. Sorry, they're like really strict in here.
Hey, Jenny, I booked you a nail appointment, love.
Yeah, I didn't tell you to do that.
It's called initiative.
Hi, White House, this is Cooper. I don't think so. Oh, doesn't matter.
This is actually the entrance to the West Wing. This is so fun, and it's really prestigious.
Hey, POTUS.
Is Olivia Rodrigo still here?
No. We've come a long way in our fight against this virus. We've vaccinated 160 million Americans. Are you getting this all down?
Don't worry, Queen. It's all right here.
Cooper.
Sorry, Miss Jen.
And Jen, don't forget to have fun.
Spirit fingers, Mama.
We need to get shots in the arms of every single American.
I'm heading to a haircut.
Comment if you want me to make more of these.
One sec.
This is an actual video that the White House gave this guy unlimited access to meet with Jen Psaki, to shoot this video wearing fake nails and multiple wardrobe changes at the White House. That's what they were actually doing. This is not a joke. This is real. There was that other picture. Let's look out for each other and get vaccinated. Some other dude with a sign, social influencer. They had him come to the White House. Joe Biden holding a sign up next to him says, this dude gets it, folks. So that guy who literally has a Twitter account or whatever called Dude with a Sign is who they decided to bring into the White House. U.S. Embassy in Kabul on June 2nd put out a gay pride flag saying, quote, the month of June is recognized as the LGBTI Pride Month. The United States respects the dignity and equality of LGBTI people and celebrates their contributions to society. We remain committed to supporting civil rights of minorities, including the LGBTI persons. Hashtag Pride 2021, Pride Month. That was a tweet put out by the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. 2 months ago in Kabul, the Biden administration is now the laughingstock of the world. Donald Trump, by the way, put out a statement. Don't worry, you can't do that on social media, but the Taliban can put out statements on and have Twitter accounts. Yeah, the Taliban that's doing all this right now, killing gays and lesbians, throwing them from the rooftops, murdering children, beheading people that were in the Afghan military and the government. Yeah. They have Twitter accounts, all of them. None of them have been suspended. The Taliban, the press office, they got it all. No. But Donald Trump still can't tweet out, so he had to put out a statement. His statement was this. It's time for Joe Biden to resign in disgrace for what he has allowed to happen in Afghanistan. Along with the tremendous surge in COVID, the border catastrophe, the destruction of energy independence, and our crippled economy, it shouldn't be a big deal because he wasn't elected legitimately in the first place. That's what Donald Trump tweeted out. Last U.S. chopper left the Kabul embassy in Afghanistan, we're being told, about 2 minutes ago. That's what we're being told, of course, in the middle of night, because it's in the middle of the night there right now, and that was the last one. There you go. We got them all out, folks. Get excited. Got them all out. Everything's good. Yeah. Just another Chinook taking off. And don't forget what Joe Biden said. I go back to what Joe Biden actually said. He promised it would never happen. Oh, if you want to know something else, Taliban also has decided they're not a big fan of vaccines. Taliban says they will ban COVID vaccines in East Afghanistan province. New report says the Taliban has issued orders to ban the vaccine against COVID-19 in East Afghanistan. According to Afghanistan-based radio and television channels, the Taliban put up a notice against the use of vaccines in the region. The insurgents allegedly removed all vaccines and destroyed them. Video on Facebook shows Taliban leaders celebrating their gains at the residence of the Afghan warlords as well, after more and more places fell and finally the capital. Taliban leaders can see partying in a huge hall belonging to what used to be one of the warlords. Yep, got it all now. It's all good. They own everything, folks. It's all theirs. 20th anniversary. 20th anniversary. The Taliban will be in charge of Afghanistan on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. And Joe Biden says, quote, we will at some point in the future let you know what we think. Yeah, the actual headline from CNN says, in the coming days. In the coming days.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No.
Joe Biden's words, no. All right, make sure you share this podcast with your family and your friends. Hit that share button on this podcast right now. Share it on social media, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.